This is Normal Paranormal, Episode 6. Hello there, true believers. This is Abnormal.
And this is Norman Normal.
And this is Episode 6
of Normal Paranormal.
Can you believe it?
I cannot. I cannot believe that we managed to make it to 6 episodes. It's
half a season. We're planning 12 shows per season. And we're halfway.
Halfway there. Well, we're halfway there.
I guess this is fall sweeps week then, huh?
What?
You know, that's how TV works. You do 6 or 8 episodes, and you take a 2-week break. Now, we don't plan on doing that, but if we do 12 shows in a season, then we're halfway.
Yeah.
And we have had so many people respond. I think yesterday, Norman was reading about 12 emails, people asking questions about the paranormal.
All sorts of emails.
And folks, when you do email us at normalparanormal13@gmail.com.
The number 13.
Please make sure that if you need a creature assessment, you send it, address it to Norman. And if it's possession related, just send it to me, Abner.
Yep.
But if it's a general paranormal question, a supernatural.
We can both generally answer it.
Yeah.
If it's just a general... like poltergeist, yeah, we're both pretty good about that.
So the other topic has been, where the fuck is Timothy?
Yes, we have not heard from him. He got in a car last episode.
No, it wasn't in a car, it was a truck.
Okay, it was a semi-truck. He got in a semi-truck last episode, and we haven't heard from him since. He's gone.
And he got a burner phone, so it's not like we can get a hold of the cops and say, hey. And he got in willingly, that's what the cops told us. They said we can't do anything. So we're just hoping somebody spots him or he calls in to the show.
I'm sure he will. He's a smart fella.
All right. So halfway through the season, we wanted to do something a little different here. And what we're going to do is actually air out a bit of a grievance that Norman and I have. We've had this for a long time.
Very long time.
And, I mean, we're like brothers because we are brothers. So sometimes we fight, but. And we mostly agree to disagree. And our rivalry is who or what is the best supernatural entity ever.
I say that it's Mothman, because you can't go wrong with the Mothman. He's an absolute legend. There's a statue of him,
okay,
crying out loud.
I agree with you. There is a statue of this Mothman. But my opinion is that the Bell Witch is the best supernatural entity of all time. Now, I will say this. I'm going to give Norman huge props on this. He's been a mythical creature expert since he was yay high to a grasshopper. He knows a lot of stuff about it. But I, in this case, I think he's wrong that Mothman is better than the Bell Witch. But here's something you all need to know. Now, Norman, when he was about 8, took our sister Carmen's Ken doll.
Okay. Whoa.
And now, wait a minute. This is a funny story. He took the Ken doll. He dipped it into gray paint, right? And then he cut some wings out of, I think it was her mom's, one of her Sunday dresses or something. He had to get the gossamer material. And he hot glued some wings to his back. And then he was chasing Carmen around the apartment. Scared the shit out of her. I mean, you still have that doll?
I do. It stays in my special things trunk in my room, and it's organized, and there was a lot more work I put into it than that. I delicately painted him, I gave him red eyes,
and
I put wire in the wings so they didn't just flap loosely. There was a lot more work than just hot glue.
All right.
It was a very cool doll.
It is a cool doll. I mean, so anyway, that's how long Norman has been obsessed with this. So, folks, here's what this is the focus of the show. Norman's going to give his spiel about Mothman. I'm going to give mine about the Bell Witch. And we'll turn it over to you. So, Norman, okay, why do you think the Mothman is better than the Bell Witch?
All right, so first, let's look at what the Mothman can do. He can fly, all right? He can fly. He's 6-7 foot tall. He's got big-ass red eyes, and he will literally chase you down in your car. And they have a statue of him. Also, the movie that was made after the Mothman is so much better than the Bell Witch movie. The Bell Witch movie was terrible.
Okay, well,
it
hold
sucked.
On. That's not the Bell Witch's fault, okay? I get you. Richard Gere is a handsome fella, and he does a good job. But that it's not the Bell Witch's fault they made a shitty movie about it.
Well, it's not the Mothman's fault they made a good movie, so...
You can't use that.
Yes, I can.
Okay, well... Okay, before we get to the Bell Witch, we're going to take a little break and check in with our sponsor, Anchor.fm. Okay, so here we are. We're back from a commercial break. And now, Norman, you were talking about Mothman trying to use Richard Gere to help your argument.
All right, look, he's a good-looking fella.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't make a fucking bit of difference when it comes to the Mothman having shitty powers. He can fucking fly, and he's got red eyes, and he steals dogs.
He steals women, too.
He did not steal any women.
Yes, he did.
When the fuck did he steal a woman?
There's a story, and this couple was walking down the street by a graveyard when all of a sudden this big gray creature came out and took the guy's girlfriend. And he went to the police, and they thought that he murdered her.
He probably did, okay?
He didn't.
Look, okay.
His account is very reliable.
Hold on. We're getting a call. A caller's calling in.
All right, fine. This will have to wait.
And maybe they have an opinion about Richard Gere. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello.
Thank you, it's Timothy.
Timothy. Hey.
Timothy. Take your phone out.
Okay.
You take it away. You know what I think? It's fine. You're driving. God. I understand.
He's talking to somebody.
Yeah, he's talking to the driver. It sounds like.
You know, you have incredible eyesight for somebody with so many facial scars and a milky left eye. Well, it's not so much milky and white as it is the color of a dirty Canadian windshield. Oh, look, a fancy building. What building is it? A Fitzgerald Theater. That's
funny. What was the place you just said? Never mind. Hold on. Up on Google here and check it.
Every time I'm in a boy, the stickers, they see pudding.
Holy
I
shit,
like
he's
pudding.
In St. Paul.
You know, my mom makes very good banana pudding. You should meet her someday. She's a very nice lady.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Fuck, he's already hung up.
We lost him. But we know where he was.
We know where he is. Folks, if we have listeners in St. Paul, Minnesota, please call in, email us.
If you see a big black semi-truck.
Well, here's what we can do. We can send you a coffee mug and $20 like we sent to Martin. Maybe just the coffee mug, because neither of us have $20 between us anymore.
Yeah, we're running low on cash.
Okay. All right, we're just going to have to table that. We got to finish the show. But yeah, at least he's alive.
We know he's alive, and he doesn't appear to be in any danger, but I still don't trust this guy with the milky left eye.
Yeah, like a dirty Canadian.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. It's Timothy. Who the fuck? Okay. Norman, you had your time on the Mothman. Now, here's the deal with the Bell Witch, okay? This bitch has been around since the 1800s, terrorizing folks in Tennessee, in particular one family. Now, the witch's name is Kate, and she's been doing some serious shit to these people, causing all kinds of problems with the crops, with their fertility, with their mental status. 200 years worth of a documented supernatural activity. In fact, John Bell was the first human to ever be killed by a spectral entity. Now, can your Mothman top that?
But technically, the Bell Witch isn't a supernatural entity. It's just some chick that could do black magic.
The fuck she is. She's not doing black magic.
She doesn't have wings. She's not gray. She's not kind of hairy. No, she
doesn't have to be.
She just casts magic.
Richard Gere isn't hairy.
Well, no, but he's sexy.
Hey, irrelevant, okay?
The Bell Witch, she
is America's greatest ghost story, okay? She is a supernatural entity.
Well, what is America? Don't bring in America.
I'm not bringing in America. I'm just saying, but the fucking Mothman takes place in America.
Well, yeah, but I'm not saying he's the best one in America.
But you are saying...
He's the best one in Point Pleasant, all right? Point Pleasant is a beautiful town, and...
I'm not going to argue with you about that. Listen, the debate is which is the best supernatural entity in America or otherwise. It just so happens that the ones we believe both happen to be in America. Okay, so folks, this is it. Here it is. We want you to decide for us. Or if you believe you know a spectral entity that is more powerful than either one of them, you let us, you tell us.
Email us and
give them the email.
It's normalparanormal13@gmail.com. Send us your thoughts and your opinions on our argument here.
Yeah, you can pick either one.
Or a better one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. Pick a better one. I mean, we would love to hear from our listeners who you think is the best supernatural creature on the planet. Also, I wanted to give a shout out. You know, we have a lot of connections with people, and we're trying to get better at our podcasting and upgrade the studio a little bit. And I reached out on Facebook and I talked to Michael Zavala with MZ Studios in Dallas, Texas. And he was so helpful in helping us trick out our studio. So thank you, Michael, for that. Really appreciate it. Also, we know where Timothy is now.
So we're gonna look into that and see if maybe we can contact him again. And
we should just call the number back after the show.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. We're gonna call the number and see if he picks up.
But if you're in St. Paul, the last sighting of Timothy was the Fitzgerald Theater.
Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Hold on, let me look that up again. Fitzgerald Theater. Oh, good. It's haunted.
Oh, wow.
I hope he's not going there.
Well, he said they weren't stopping, so.
Well, I'd like to know where they're going.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess that's all the time we got for the show today. Folks, check out our website at carpenocturnum.com. Send us your pictures on Instagram.
Follow our Instagram page. It's normalparanormal13.
And check back in for us in episode 7, and hopefully we get a chance to talk to Timothy.
Yeah.
I do want to say that if you'd like to get some Normal Paranormal swag, we have some over at happyhotsdesigns.com. You can get a coffee mug. I think we're working on
a mouse pad and T-shirts.
Yep, T-shirts.
All sorts of cool T-shirts.
Support the show. You know what? I think we should do a shirt that says Team Abner.
I don't think we should do one that says Team Norman.
And then we could do a silhouette of the Mothman for yours.
And then a silhouette of the Bellwitch for yours.
That's a good idea. We need to talk to those people at Happy Hots Designs, and they can set it up for us.
Yeah.
You could also support us on our Patreon page. Check all that stuff out. And hopefully help us keep on doing the show. Remember what we always say, folks.
Carpe Nocturnum.
Seize the night.
Seize the night.
All right.
You know, the Mothman's still better.
Fuck the fucking Mothman is not.
Bellwitch is a piece of shit.
She's a nice lady. She's a nice lady.
You just made an argument that she fucked a bunch of people up. She's a nice lady. The Mothman didn't do that much. He's a nice fella.
You said he took a lady.
He did, but he didn't. He didn't terrorize a family for 200 years.
But that makes it better. Let's go. I'll buy you a dinner.
It's fine. You owe me.
You've been listening to Normal Paranormal, episode 6. Sponsored by Anchor. Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. Get your Normal Paranormal gear, such as coffee mugs, mouse pads, and T-shirts, from happyheartsdesigns.com. And be sure to catch the next episode of Alabaster Flats from our sponsor, Tessera Productions. Check out alabasterflats.com. This is a work of fiction. Names, characters, business, places, events, and incidents are either the products of the author's imagination or used in a fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events, are purely coincidental.